In today's solo episode, I'm going to answer a question on anti-racism or allyship from our Inclusion First community. Now, these episodes are really made to get you the information that you need so that you can go and make greater change in the world. These are real questions from real people. And my goal here is to break down the question, give some answers and some insights that you can hopefully put to use as you are out there navigating your life, navigating opportunities for anti-racism, for allyship, and to really bring more inclusion into the spaces that you exist in. So here we go.
Question is really about talking with your Black friends about their experience. And so we had two really interesting questions. The first one was, is there a good way for me to ask my Black friends or friend to share their experience? And then the other one was, can I talk to my friends of color about what is happening? And if so, how? And so I'm going to actually hit the second one first. You can absolutely talk with your friends of color about what is happening. I think that it's important to have these conversations. The line that we want to be careful crossing or walking is really asking people to share their experience because it's a heavy, heavy topic. And I just want people to think about like racism, whether it's a microaggression all the way up to like really horrific demonstrations of racism, they're all traumas. And so would you ask your friend, like kind of on the spot, to like relive a trauma, whether large or small? I would say no, that's not your intent. Yes, you want to learn more. Yes, you want to be empathetic. Yes, you want to hold space for your friends and people that you care about, but asking them on demand to share a hurtful or traumatic experience is just really not, I know that's not what anyone is intending. So just try to like think about it in a little bit different way. And I think the better approach is to make yourself available for them so that if they want to talk about it, that they can. Letting them know that you're a safe place, you are a supportive person, super important. And then being there for a time where maybe they actually volunteer this information on their own, right? You might be in a conversation where it just organically comes out, but this, give me this, your traumatic experience on demand is really more about you and less about like them and being supportive. So that's kind of how I would start that. The second part to this question is under what circumstances is it appropriate to invite friends or colleagues of color to consult, present, provide feedback, resources, or in any way help our organization become more diverse in a healthy, meaningful, and authentic way? And this is another place where we want to be like careful, because in a lot of cases, like Black people, people of color, women are often asked to fix the problems of the system that they are being victimized by, right? So if you look around at diversity and inclusion training, you're going to see, especially on that first wave, a lot of people of color, a lot of women are in those trainings, right? When we're thinking about women progressing at work, let's put the women in a leadership program so they can be developed. Like, so this whole concept of needing to fix the people of color, or the people of color having to drive this is really where it's problematic. And so I would say a better way would be to gather a task force of diverse people together so that people can raise their hand and say, I want to do this versus the people of color being asked to do this. And then make sure that majority people, white people, are in those conversations, because I mentioned this in our live webinar, Black people, people of color, we've been doing this work for a long time and a lot of people are tired. And that doesn't mean that they don't want to continue doing it, but what we want is help. And what we want is for majority white America to actually take the lead, to take the reins, to start to do their part in educating themselves and coming up with ideas, coming together with us instead of the feeling of, oh, we want you to do it. You guys figure out, like, go and figure out how to fix this, people of color. Like, no, we want it to be a collaboration, but we also want white America to do the work so that we can come to the table both educated, both with information and both with ideas to push it forward versus one party having to carry the more significant load of fixing this problem.
Thank you for listening to the Inclusion First podcast. We are always collecting and answering your most important questions on anti-racism. So if there's something on your mind, head on over to theinclusionfirstproject.org and click on Ask a Question. We would love to get your like, your share, your follow, and especially your review wherever you find us. Thank you again so much for listening, and we will talk to you next time.